Hello English Podcast, a podcast for EFL learners and teachers. Everyone, this is one more episode of the Follow English podcast. Today is August the 18th, Monday 2014. This is episode 27. My name is Marcos Gazana and I'm going to be talking about phrasal verbs today. Phrasal verbs, they are very difficult for speakers of Latin languages, particularly Portuguese and Spanish, maybe also French and Italian. I don't know much about those two languages. But anyway, they are tricky, they are very difficult. That's why I chose to talk about phrasal verbs today. So I want to give you a quick overview of phrasal verbs, what they are, how they are formed, let's say. And then maybe give you some tips on how to learn them, how to handle them whenever you see one. Before I start, I would like to remind you that the webpage for this podcast is at pod.followenglish.com.br. If you go there, you can add your email to the email list and then you will get a notification every time there is a new episode out there. So you can subscribe via email. You can also subscribe via iTunes or also via Stitcher or any other podcatcher you might be using to reach us. I would also like to inform you that I would like to thank you, in fact, for sending messages to my email with suggestions. Please keep them coming. The email address is info@followenglish.com.br, so you can send a message in case you have any suggestion for topics or, well, future episodes. So, phrasal verbs, how they are formed. A phrasal verb, well, they have different names, by the way. They're also sometimes called by multi-word verbs. Or even verb particle constructions in a more technical language. So phrasal verbs, as I'm going to be calling them, are formed basically by a verb and a particle, sometimes two particles as well, but basically a verb and a particle. And why particle? What is this particle? A particle can be an adverb or an adverbial particle, or also a preposition, but I'm going to use the word particle because I don't want to classify every single phrasal verb I'm going to give you as an example. So, for example, the verb to turn on, to switch on the radio, or to turn up the volume of the radio, or to break down, so my car broke down on the road yesterday, or also to call off a meeting, which means to cancel a meeting. So one of the things that makes them difficult, the first thing, is if they are separable or inseparable. And some phrasal verbs are separable, which means you can separate the verb from the particle and insert the object in between. For example, the verb to pick up, I can pick you up at the station. Or if I'm using the word the name Mary, I can pick Mary up, or I can pick up Mary at the bus station. So either way, both ways are correct. Pick Mary up or pick up Mary. Both ways are correct. Now, if you're using in this case, as this is a separable, pick up is a separable phrasal verb. If you are using the pronoun, the object pronoun, her, substituting for Mary, then there is only one way. Then you have to use it between the verb and the particle, so your sentence would sound like this. I have to pick her up at the station. I have to pick her up at the station. And sometimes in terms of pronunciation, you can see that the her becomes almost inaudible when speakers speak very fast, like, I'll pick her up at the station. Yeah, so studying if phrasal verbs are transitive or intransitive might help you, because there are also intransitive phrasal verbs. And in this case, like the verb to break down, then you don't have an object. So obviously there is no chance of separating this phrasal verb. So if you say my car broke down yesterday, there is no object. So your car and is the subject, and breakdown is basically the verb, and that's it. So my car broke down yesterday on the road. That's it. Some phrasal verbs are like to look after are inseparable, even though they require an object. For instance, if you are at the airport and you have your suitcases, but you need to go to the restroom or toilet, you might say to someone, could you look after my bags while I go to the toilet? So look after my bags and not look my bags after. That's not possible. That's wrong. Okay. Even if you use, in this case, if you use the object pronoun, you will have to keep this order. Another thing that makes... Let me keep moving, otherwise this is just a brief overview. Maybe in some future episodes I can speak more specifically about each of these different features that I'm talking about today. Another feature or characteristics of phrasal verbs is their level of metaphoricality or idiomaticity, which means basically how concrete or abstract their meanings are. So some phrasal verbs, like the phrase like turn up, when you turn up the volume, that's very concrete. So the meaning is pretty easy to grasp. Even if you are not familiar with the phrasal verb, it's pretty easy to understand the meaning from the context. Whereas some other phrasal verbs, like to take over a position, for instance, it's not really concrete. So this happens whenever you have verbs like take or get, which have multiple meanings. And for foreign learners, it becomes very difficult sometimes to decode the meaning just by looking at one example. Sometimes they take some time. They take a few months, let's say, or they say they take some time. Let's not quantify this, but they take some time to get used to the meaning of those phrasal verbs and to recognize the kind of context in which they appear. So one example is to take over. Another example maybe would be to bring up. So to bring up when you bring up an idea. Or when you come up, she came up with this idea. So the best way to learn these, I think, it's to try to remember some of the contexts when they appear. So, for example, you take over a position. So if you remember that you take over a position, that might help you whenever you see or whenever you have to speak about taking a new position. You can say, I took over as back in 1996. I took over as a director here at the school back in 1996. So associating the meaning to the context might be helpful, I would say. And so this is one of the trickiest things, dealing with the abstract phrasal verbs, the ones that are very metaphorical. And really, I don't think there is a formula. The thing you can do is try to remember the kind of context they appear. That's one of the things I try to do myself. And another thing is to try to dig into the meaning of particles, to examine more carefully the meaning of particles, and maybe compare different phrasal verbs with the same particle. That might be helpful. And if you're a teacher, that might be a useful, helpful way to teach your students. Students, it's to discuss the meaning behind particles. I know that at first they may seem kind of empty in terms of meaning, or opaque, as the technical term goes. But if you if you really take a bunch of phrasal verbs and you look at them all together, you will notice that there is a kind of pattern, and you can obviously make some very interesting observations, and that might make your life easy whenever you see phrasal verbs with those particles again, even if they are new phrasal verbs. Yes. So this is it for today. I hope I gave you some insights on how to learn, how to deal with phrasal verbs, and also about some of the issues that make them difficult for foreign language learners. So this is it. Thank you for listening. Remember that you can visit the webpage for this podcast, which is at pod.followenglish.com.br. I hope you're learning something. I'll see you next time. Bye.